On the show today, we have First Alliance Credit Union's very own Mark Hettinger talking about the branch strategies that they're incorporating at their credit union due to COVID-19, as well as what's going to stick, what strategies are going to stick from all of this. So check it out. Before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have First Alliance Credit Union's very own Mark Hettinger. Mark, how you doing, sir?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
Doing well, all things considered.
Good to hear.
Yeah, and we're actually talking about the all things considered, focusing on branches. So I think everybody is kind of like, especially in financial services, they're like, what are we going to do with these branches? So we're talking about branch strategies due to the pandemic.
Right.
So what's a quick view of what you guys are doing at your credit union? What are you guys doing in regards to this? Because I'm sure a lot of people they have many strategies out there, but I want to hear what you guys are doing.
Yeah. So initially we closed all lobbies down and served members through the drive-through mm-hmm. channels and online banking channels. And then we have opened up our branches by scheduled appointments only and not doing transactions in the lobbies.
Wow.
And then we're also doing video appointments.
Oh, cool.
So much like you and I are doing today, Mike,
yeah.
That's what we're doing with our members. And they seem to enjoy that and have drawn comfort with that as there's still unknown things going on with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to stick? Like, I mean, or maybe the more opportune question or the proper question is what's going to stick out of this, you know, because I think this video thing, I think that's going to stick really well.
I think it will stick. It's been on the edge of sticking for a while, you know, mm-hmm. since the last recession in 2008, 2009, we all went to webinars over flying to conferences.
Yeah.
And so now this is just another step in taking this technology to the next step.
Mm-hmm. And so just from your point of view, and you probably had conversations with other credit unions and stuff too, what has this pandemic done to branches? Because, I mean, beforehand, we've always heard, you know, the demise of the branch or the branch mm-hmm. is dead or, hey, the branch is evolving to this. From your perspective, what has it done to the branch and where is it going to go?
Right. So while before the pandemic started, we were planning to open up a new branch April 1st. and it was a new age branch from a standpoint, we have our branch, but it's inside of a facility that where you have a coffee shop, you have a diner, you have a UPS store, or maybe you have a wine tasting room, and you have a commons area around a fireplace and seating area that everybody kind of is the focal point of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So we were supposed to open that up April 1st. We did open it up June 1st, delayed a little bit, and we're still waiting on two more tenants. But that has been, what do you do with your branches?
Right.
And so now we look at our branches during this pandemic and said, well, we haven't needed the lobbies as much, right? And so how do we use technology to its fullest in our new branch that we opened up on June 1st and our new branch that we'll be opening up on September 21st? We are using kiosk, interactive teller machines.
Right on.
And one of the things that those do for us is it helps from a pandemic perspective of keeping that social distance. Members are using online banking, mobile banking. They're serving themselves as it comes to a transaction. We want employees to focus on members on the life important things, mm-hmm. right? The life events that they deal with, whether it's a marriage, new kid, new car, we want to focus on those sides of it.
Okay.
It's shown that members can do their transactions themselves, whether you're at Target, right?
Yeah.
Hy-Vee, anywhere else they're doing that as well, even McDonald's, right? So you can do the transaction yourself. Let us focus on the relationship, those life events. And so that's, I see branches going to more of that potentially. And then as you look at your existing branch, you're going to have more square footage available because you're going to need less FTE. And so are you able to bring in other partners that drive traffic to those locations? And
mm-hmm.
so those are the things that we're assessing at all of our locations. We've set up some of our locations that way, but now we're looking at the rest of our branches to say, okay, how can we retrofit these to bring in
tenants
to drive more traffic and then also reduce costs because we have tenants in the building.
Right, exactly. Is that kind of along the same lines as the branch you opened on June 1st where you kind of have this, kind of a cooperative, yeah. Actually.
It is. You know? Yeah. It's a collaborative partnership.
Yeah.
And we're there to help sell each other, promote each other. We're a small credit union in Rochester, Minnesota, and we want to support small businesses.
Right on.
That,
yeah.
So, you know, could we make higher rent income from somebody else, from a corporate store? Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not who we want to promote. We want to promote that small cooperative partnership that really help, and that's what the consumer wants. Now, I think because of the pandemic, people are going to look at saying, okay, where can I go to take care of a couple things?
Mm-hmm.
And go get my coffee, because that is one thing that's proven to me to be pandemic or recession-proof, because that drive-up line or people coming and get their coffee has not slowed down one bit.
Oh, I hear that.
Right?
Yep.
And can they go to UPS? Because what is online shopping done? Online shopping, regardless, you're going to a UPS store or the FedEx store to return your packages. And so, and then you can do your credit unioning at the same time.
Yeah, that's funny, because we have been to the UPS store at least once a week during this whole thing. Because, I mean, obviously we're ordering stuff on Amazon or what have you, or whatever, you know, and well, we don't like that. We'll take it back to the UPS store and return. So we've been doing that. That's funny that you bring that up, because I didn't really recognize that trend until you started talking about it.
Yeah.
Gosh, we've been there a lot. And every time I go, there's a lot of people there returning stuff. So.
Well, and the beautiful thing is when you have a collaborative partnership with other businesses, you learn tricks that they do from a service level or different things that they provide from a technology level and say, how does that correlate with the financial industry? And is there different things that we can be doing from a financial industry to serve our members better?
Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll ever get back to, because I mean, bring this question up because I did a story on a branch redesign here in San Diego where this is pre-pandemic. And it was a very collaborative environment, and they were preaching, you know, member service representative and the member hip-to-hip service, where the member was standing right next to the teller and, oh, this is what we can do for you here. You can't do that anymore. So they had to like really, I don't say they had to scratch, they had to tweak it a little bit. But that was kind of like the trend pre-pandemic. But now you kind of got to reverse that thinking, I would think.
I think you do, and it depends on how long the pandemic lasts,
right?
Because as humans, what do we get used to, right? So if this pandemic lasts for another year and a half to 2 years, we're going to be pretty ingrained in being socially distanced. We're going to be ingrained in doing everything from home or online or going to one place to get a bunch of things done. And so that's really where we don't maybe know all of that yet, because we don't know how long it will be that people get stuck in that mode, right?
Right.
I think ultimately, I think we get back to people wanting to be focused on human contact, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think on the things that they can do themselves with technology, I think they're going to be comfortable doing those things. But on those, on a mortgage, on a commercial loan, on a car loan, they can still do some of that stuff online, but I think they're still going to want to see people, whether it's 6 feet apart or side by side again, right?
Yeah, I hope we get back to that at some point.
I do too.
At some point, yeah. So, oh my gosh. So, gosh, the next question, everything just seems so up in the air right now. It's just, we're such in a limbo state at this point. There's really no crystal balls to like, hey, when can we do the hip to hip service again, that type of thing. So I mean, how are you guys looking toward the future? I know you guys have opened one and opening another branch, so how are you guys looking at, you know, 6 months down the road?
Well, you know, that's definitely one of the things we're going to do during strategic planning coming up here in the next 2 months. We are constantly strategizing about those things. And our goal is to continue to observe what other, not just financial institutions, but what other organizations are doing and doing well with that relationship. You know, that's one of the things why we did the video conferencing with members, because that's a thing that can work well for some members.
Yeah.
Right. Scheduling appointments that's those people that really need to sit down with somebody and do that. So we're going to continue to analyze that and say, okay, when do we open up the rest of these branches to people coming in? And that's obviously our health organizations are going to share when that's appropriate or when people should feel comfortable doing that. But it's continuing to analyze our business, make sure we're listening to our members, survey them, ask them, you know, how can we help you during these times? And that's one of the things we're definitely doing is from an outbound call perspective, anybody that we know that has been potentially laid off or is potentially having potential hardship, we're calling them, seeing what we can do to be there for them. Just really a lot of outreach. And we've seen how that has shown great favor with members because they're like,
I heard that too.
Wow, I can't believe that you would call us and see how we're doing.
Yeah, I've heard that same story. Yeah.
We're just making sure that we're reaching out and learning and pivoting any minute we can, right? And so it's constant. That's probably executives have the biggest challenge in making their money right now, right? Is because they're looking at how their industry can pivot and it's a constant pivot as we're in flux here. Yeah. But there's more to come, and you just got to be willing to be flexible and luckily enough for us as an organization, that's been our focus for the last 16, 20 years is be agile. Yeah. Be flexible and being, and so we've been able to pivot fairly quickly during this pandemic.
Right on. Right. Yeah. There's so many things to consider in this. I mean, just the branch alone. I mean, are we going to let people in with masks or on masks? How are you going to identify people, that whole thing? And so it's just, and then, yeah, bringing in, like you said, tenants and then the whole appointment thing stuff.
Yeah. And how you identify people is we're going to technology that's called palm vein technology. From an identification, and so we'll be implementing that this fall, and that'll help from with that identification process as we use these kiosks. So it prevents fraud. It provides a service to where a member just puts their palm up against, and they don't even have to touch it, right? Yeah. They just put it in the area. It reads them, and it brings up all their information, so they don't have to worry about speaking their member number. They don't have to worry about speaking to a live agent. They can see everything they need on the screen and do their transaction.
Very cool. Well, I think that's one of the things that's really going to stick for sure. I think people are going to enjoy
that. I hope so too.
Mark, anything else to add here, Mark? Because I know you probably have a lot on your plate, so I want to be respectful of your time. But
I wish the credit union industry good luck. It's a great opportunity for us to be a leader in these trying times with our members and over our competitions.
I think that's well said, sir. I think we should all really take that to heart and put your foot on the gas pedal and keep moving forward.
Correct.
For sure. All right, Mark. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work there, and maybe we'll check in down the road and see where you guys are with your branches. That'd be kind of fun.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Michael.
Anytime, sir. Anytime.